From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The state Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on whether local cities in Colorado can ban hydraulic fracturing or fracking. The issue has been divisive, and both sides say they're looking forward to a resolution. Benzo Berkland has more from the state capitol.
At issue was whether to uphold the city of Longmont's 2012 voter-approved ban on fracking and a five-year fracking moratorium passed by voters in Fort Collins in 2013.
We're very, very serious about not wanting fracking anywhere near us.
Kay Fissinger is with the group Our Longmont. She helped spearhead the ballot campaign to ban fracking. Her biggest concern is the health impact.
We're worried about our children, our grandchildren, and in my case, I'm worried about my great-grandchildren. It was a landslide victory, 60-40%. The people spoke, and the people should be heard.
The Supreme Court chamber was filled with a who's who in the energy world, from policy experts and state and city officials to top attorneys and environmental activists, highlighting the importance of these cases. Rich Coolidge is with the pro-business group Vital for Colorado.
The ban fracking movement is really a heavy-handed approach versus, you know, what the governor is doing and what the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is doing is bringing all the stakeholders together to really craft a compromise and identify a path forward.
Coolidge says upholding the Longmont ban and Fort Collins moratorium would have a ripple effect throughout Colorado's economy.
It's not just the oil and gas operators, it's the mineral rights owners who have invested their money, who rely on this for their livelihood and the royalty payments. They're shut down and their property is completely devalued. It's, you know, the accountants and the lawyers and the marketing firms and all these groups that support, you know, these companies.
Much of the discussion centered on which test the court should use to determine if state law trumps local bans. The cities argued for a more subjective case-by-case test, while the Colorado Oil and Gas Association, the group that sued the cities, says it's fairly clear-cut. The cities are banning something that is legal under Colorado law. Matt Lepore directs the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, which regulates the energy industry and is a party to the Longmont lawsuit. He says communities that ban fracking will simply push production onto neighboring areas.
To the extent that these activities have externalities, their citizens are, by virtue of the ban, not subject to those externalities, but they continue to enjoy the benefits of the oil and gas production, right? Using the natural gas to heat their homes, they're enjoying sub $2 a gallon gasoline because of the record production of oil, which is tied to hydraulic fracturing. There's simply no question about that.
But for Denver resident and community activist Evie Klett, she hopes keeping the bans in place would be a step toward an overall shift in energy consumption.
I'm pretty much a climate activist. If we want to have a livable planet, then we need to get off of fossil fuels and switch over to renewables and change the way that we live so we can live with the planet and not against it.
Fracking opponents say even if the Supreme Court strikes down the two cases, they'll still push ahead with ballot initiatives to try and change state law or the Constitution. The cities are hoping the cases get sent back to the district court for a trial so they have a chance to prove the bans don't hurt the state's interest in extracting the minerals. Meanwhile, the industry wants the high court to uphold the lower court's decision. The Supreme Court is expected to make a ruling in about 6 months. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.